Welcome to the Teach Starter podcast, where teaching inspiration begins. At Teach Starter, we help teachers and their students have more of those amazing aha moments in the classroom. We think teaching is the best job in the world, and we're here to help you thrive, teachers. Let's do this. Hello, teachers, and thanks for joining me for Teacher Voicemail. I hope you've been enjoying our episodes relating to climate change education, and we've got another beauty coming out on Sunday. If you listened to our episode last Sunday, you might have heard Finnish Year 2 teacher Vivica say this.
My experiences about teaching, about climate change, are mostly tied with experiences I got from the university, but in upcoming weeks I will gather a lot of experience more, because we will have a period about sustainable development with our class, which lasts 2 weeks. But I'll tell more about that later.
But then we didn't hear more of that. And editor Michael has told me that he actually forgot to take this part out. So we thought we'd have a listen to Vivica's plans for her upcoming sustainability unit. And this is a really great example of the kinds of things we can do in the early years to lay this foundation for learning more about climate change later on in school.
So, during next 2 weeks, we will have a sustainable development unit with our second graders. Our goal is to integrate almost every subject around this team, and I'm really looking forward to good conversations with kids. We will discuss about recycling and reusing clothes and toys. We'll practice waste sorting and learn what kind of things we can do to save energy. In this context, it is easy to have a conversation about what kind of good things happen when you save energy and vice versa, what would happen if everybody would waste energy as much as they want. We can integrate this team in almost every subject. In arts, for example, we will make a robot from waste materials and will not use any new materials at all. During these weeks, we will have a guest from nearest sorting center, and he will practice waste sorting with kids with different kinds of waste. We will also compete with other second classes, which class will waste the least food during 2 weeks. With that, our goal is to teach kids to take only that amount of food that they can really eat. Then we have this bigger competition, which is held in internet. It is called Agent Adventure. In this competition, every student will get a passport where is a list of good actions a kid can make for saving energy. There are actions like, I closed the extra light at home, I closed the TV when nobody was watching it, I closed the running water when brushing my teeth, and things like that. Kids will carry the passport home and to the school, and every day I will count how many good actions my class has done and will record them to the website. In the end of the 2 weeks, some class in Finland will win the whole competition and will be rewarded. I think this is a great way to motivate kids to concentrate on daily actions they make.
Thanks so much for sharing this fantastic unit with us, Vivica. This is actually a national program in Finland. And when we checked, there were more than 230 classes participating, which is amazing. That's a whole cohort of students who are all going to be looking around at their lives and thinking about how their actions might be impacting the environment. If you'd like to hear more of what teachers have to say about teaching climate change, do make sure you go back and listen to our episode called Climate Change Education, Where to Start. Have a great weekend, teachers. We'll be back on Sunday. Do you have something to add? Send us a voice message anytime on Instagram or Facebook, or email us to podcast@teachstarter.com. Let's talk about what's happening in your classroom.